That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the first Sunday in Advent. We are in the holiday season, and I started today out by wanting to write a meditation to help everyone navigate through this nightmare winter that we're going to have, because we're in the process of a universal and galactic energy leap from December 1st through April 30th, 2023. And this process is going to take us from chaos into being able to begin to trust again. But it is not going to be easy, and every single one of us is going to have to navigate the nightmare winter of 2022-2023. I didn't get it finished, so I'll have it all for next week, hopefully. I'm on my way of transition this next week. I'll do the best I can. I'm going to be in Florida for the winter. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be with some wonderful people, and I'll be able to see everybody. We can do readings, and we're going to do group meditations, because we need to get the group together to begin the mindset of taking us from chaos into peace. Everything is going to expand and accelerate for the next 4 months. There is a real wide energetic potentiality for the expansion of the sixth sense and the inner spiritual awareness, as well as your psychic sensitivities, in the next 4 months. And we're entering it now. We're entering it on the new moon, which is Wednesday. I had a very nervous night last night, and so did my partner. Both of us couldn't sleep. And neither one of us really knew why, but that's how much alike we are. We have that sensitivity. It's really interesting. And what happened was I was shown this morning as to why I didn't sleep. Mars is on the moon when it's full in Gemini. That's war. That's always war. Now, I don't know what kind of a war. It might be God's war with a hurricane or a storm or something, or it might be man-made war. Whatever it is, we got to batten down the hatches. How are you going to manage through the year? Oh, I'm trying not to sneeze. Please excuse me. You may want to batten down the hatches and live very quietly while this energy passes through. Much like the bamboo tree when the wind comes up and it bends over into the breeze. Also, you may want to go right into the eye of the hurricane and create some really big changes in your life, because as you think it, it will happen in these next 4 months. I want this to change too, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this to change. Well, guess what? These energies are going to be very supportive to that, to your thoughts. Neptune and Jupiter is nothing to sneeze at. Together, they can be very powerful and extremely expansive. Some of this you may not know, especially regarding your emotions. But you do know that you want more peace and less stress. Your holiday gift from Elizabeth Joyce, Let's Find Out, and BBS Radio is that if you really get focused on your goal, the energies will present you and help you to create that level of transformation in your life. You're going to be able to manifest. Now, when I hear this, and I'm made aware of these possible changes, I always want to know what's going on and what's happening with the outside world. If this energy is going to affect me so wonderfully, what's it going to do for the world and for our country? We've seen a lot of seductive and forceful energy from the outside world. We've seen so many lies that we now have fake news. And that can be pulling you off your own energy, pulling you off your path. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't be curious about what's going on out there, but it does mean that it shouldn't throw us off our focus, off our path. If you ask your friends, how are they doing? And they most likely tell you what's going on in the outside world. Oh, I had this happen, I had that happen, this one did that. They don't tell you what's happening within. The events and the upsets have made many feel uneasy and off-center. The most important thing we can do to figure out how to care for our nervous system is we need to figure out what we need to do in order to feel inner peace, in order to feel truth. One can't create peace in the outside world if you don't know how to create peace internally. Oh, by the way, my partner helped me discover what is the best medicine to take for lies, cheating, and fake news. The truth. It's that simple. Let's talk about the full moon in Gemini that's coming on Wednesday the 7th. The square we have been under all year is now moving away. Moving away from the North Node, and Uranus is now moving towards it. So Saturn's moving away, which is the old and the past, and the new is moving in, which is the future, and Uranus. December is going to be another huge month. So much is going on. The threads of truth are opening up. Anger is going on. Outbursts, mass confusion. Emotionally, there's going to be major events, and there may be a major event on Wednesday because we have Mars on the moon and it's full. Can you imagine? squaring Jupiter and Neptune. This moon brings destruction to the old energy, and it's doing it so that a new energy can be born. And we are going to go through this 4 months of growing, expanding, and adapting to our new way of life. We're in a new era. We're letting go of all the old era. The old regime has gone, and we have a new one that's going to be very electric and exciting. You are going to make it what you want it to be. On December 27th, Pluto comes back to its original position in 1776 when we signed the Declaration of Independence. As I have said before, there is a whole spiritual transformation for the USA that will affect the economy, finances, our values, our politics, the Constitution, and even the geography of this country, because I think some states are going to recede, at least for a while. There's a big spiritual transformation, and it won't be over by the end of this year, 2022, or next year, 2023. This energy is going to be in process and be with us for several years. Remember, Pluto travels very slow. All this is happening now, and Pluto is starting to move out of Capricorn into Aquarius in March. It won't fully move out of Capricorn until December of 2024 because of the retrogrades, but it starts to move out in March of 2023. Whatever happens in the United States will color and flavor how Pluto in Aquarius will play out in the world. That's why it's so very important. The full moon is at 16 degrees Gemini, making the sun, which is always opposite a full moon, at 16 degrees Sagittarius, conjuncting the United States ascendant exact. Many of us are aware that the energy is moving so very quickly, you're not going to be able to catch your breath. And we're going to feel these huge waves of high frequency energy coming in on the planet from the center of our galaxy. All this is coming in wave upon wave upon wave, and it's raising our consciousness. I believe that the winter solstice on December 21st, that this energy will be very, very strong. And it's in Capricorn, a cardinal masculine sign, the sign of corporations and high government and people in high places. My goodness, what's going to happen? We might have a Twin Towers moment. And I don't mean for real, I mean energetically. I am seeing that the Capricorn winter solstice will be very powerful and in the long run, very positive. And that's where we're headed. And we are going to have a nightmare of a winter. Here are some details for the first half of December. Yesterday on December 3rd, Neptune moved stationary direct at 22 minutes of Pisces. Many of the outer planets have been moving retrograde, but Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto are moving forward, and now Neptune. And on the 22nd of January, Uranus will join the crowd and begin to move forward. All of this is very profound, especially the day that happens. Uranus will join them. And that means that all the outer planets will be moving forward. And I think we'll all be feeling that. We'll be feeling a greater sense of momentum, change, and happening as we walk through the early months of 2023. When we get to March, April, and May, we will sense some very different energy coming in. But I'll be right here on Let's Find Out, guiding you through step by step as we get closer to this transition. Remember, when a planet goes direct, it symbolizes and it's what it represents, and it's magnified. The less positive expression of this energy is flooding. Look at Pakistan, Australia. Australia has had relentless flooding. during their winter, and now we're going into their summer. So please send prayers and hopes to all these places so that the water can start to recede. It's overwhelming for those poor people. Flooding is one manifestation, but the media, Facebook, Twitter, illusions, film, movies, drugs, addictions, and oh yes, oil prices. The positive connection to Neptune is connection to source and oneness. A positive connection to Neptune is source, oneness, creativity, aesthetics. And if you're involved with anything creative now, this is a lovely time to be doing work, especially our artwork and writing and music. I know Paul Anka just came out with a new album. People are writing beautiful music. Neptune, at its best, can take us out into the universe. Can pull you right out of your body and take you on a nice trip. Or out into the energies, as I like to call it. It can drop us into stillness and a very high state of being of consciousness. When I do an intensive, I bring energy in the room that's so powerful that almost everyone has the out-of-body travel experience. It's wonderful. It drops us into bliss, nirvana, neutrality, and the inner space travel. So really try to find a way to space out, whether it's from walking in nature, listening to sacred music like Ardas, reciting your mantra, candle gazing, breath work, whatever it is, where you can just take a drop into a neutral, blissful place where you can have a sense of reality and connecting to the divine. Visions of Reality is the name of my company because we don't have it on this planet. Where you can have a sense of connection is a wonderful place to be. Because you receive physical healing and much, much more. That's really positive energy. Tomorrow, December 5th, the moon conjuncts Uranus, and on the same day, it squares Saturn. This causes rebelliousness. We want more freedom. Think of China and what's been going on there. We also have a square of Mercury at 29 Sagittarius and Jupiter at Pisces. This occurs on the world axis. Now, I've told about the world axis before. When something happens on the world axis, it's about thinking big, having bigger desires, bigger dreams, having a bigger vision of the future, what you want to bring into possibility. But it could be reflecting something on the global scale as well. What's coming up? What's coming to pass? Jupiter is linked to legalities when it's in Sagittarius. So that could be coming to the forefront of our consciousness. The Georgia election, the Arizona governor election, the Hunter Biden laptop, the betrayal of our high companies, the January 6th inquiry, whatever it is, it's going to be big. Apple may have something to do with it too, because there's a lot about Apple that's being discovered. Makes me very sad. But it's still being discovered and uncovered, and it is the truth. That pill we have to take to get rid of fake news. On December 7th, Wednesday, we have the full moon at 16 degrees Gemini. As always, you need to know where Gemini falls in your chart, because that will be the area where you will have your experiences. Every full moon is always a closure, a completion of something. Gemini rules communication. Gemini falls into my seventh house of partnership, and I'm closing up my house, and I'm going down to Florida, down to Palm Beach for the winter. So I'm going to be closing up a partnership with New Hampshire and starting a brand new one in Florida. Because of fuel, because we've been told that we might have the electric blackouts and we might not have fuel. The full moon will eliminate that area of your chart, and perhaps something that you were unaware of will also be eliminated. Maybe you had some knots in your stomach about a family issue that's been going on for years, and that should come up to the forefront to be healed. If it does, be sure to step in and try to heal it the best you can. Gemini is about choices. It's the sign of the twins. There's always two paths. Now, Mars is in Gemini, and Mars is quick moving, while Gemini is also quick moving. Gemini is the mind. Gemini is the mental process. Gemini squares Pisces, therefore Mars is squaring Neptune. And you can feel like you're spinning your wheel sometimes, especially when Mars is retrograde and both are immutable signs. Scattered, diverted, dizzy. Oh my, what about this? Oh my, what about that? Where do I go? What do I turn? Where do I turn? What do I do now? We're going to talk a little bit more about this after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back, I hope, with some answers for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of December 5th through December 11th, 2022. This holiday month begins with a less than festive star, but things will clear up and get better as we go towards Christmas Day. Overnight Monday morning is a challenging relationship between Venus and Neptune. If you are operating under illusions in relationships, this is going to burst them. Make sure you're on the same page with your partner in this life, as your assumptions are going to get you into a lot of trouble. On Monday morning, the moon conjuncts jittery Uranus and squares deadbeat Saturn, bringing up feelings of anxiety and depression. Mental Mercury moves into Capricorn on Tuesday, the sign that it will be in when it retrogrades on the 29th of December. Make a flexible plan as to how you want to handle the practical and mundane aspects of your life. Make a long-term plan that will also be flexible because Mars and Mercury are retrograde. Mars goes direct on January 12th, and Mercury finishes its retrograde cycle on the 18th. So towards the end of January, you can go forward with your plans, but you may have to adjust them a little bit. Also, a square between Jupiter and duplicitous Neptune and shrewd Mercury in truth-seeking Sagittarius sign has everyone suspicious of the motives and manipulations of others. This is a day when you need to tread very carefully rather than jumping on the bandwagon of blind trust. Try not to worry about hurting others' feelings or allow yourself to be guilt-whipped into situations that are just not in your best interest. The Gemini full moon is on Wednesday, December 7th at 17 degrees. This is also Pearl Harbor Day, which is the day I always choose to remember because it was important in history. Mars retrograde is conjunct this full moon, stirring up feelings of anger and revenge over past hurts. Sometimes, however, the past should stay in the past. The window for dealing with these issues has closed, so there is no sense in going back to battle again and again and agitate and upset yourself and others. This new energy will help you take a more rational approach. This allows you to extradite yourself from the demons and focus yourself on energy on building a positive and constructive future. That's where you want to be, heading towards the future, not looking back at the past. Because the future is going to get pretty good for you next year if you can let all this go. Mars represents action and ambition. Gemini represents our way of thinking and communicating. The Sun in Sagittarius opens your mind to philosophy in a higher state of consciousness, while Gemini comes up with ideas of how to proceed and go into that higher perspective. Basically, you must make certain that your ideas and actions are working together. At the full moon, you have added energy that's very positive and will help you with this process. Don't overdo it on Friday, as Venus makes a challenging aspect of Jupiter. You can overeat, you can overspend, etc. Friday's powder cake T-square fits the moon, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter against each other. Others may be pushing you to cooperate and conform and go along with the crowd, but try not to go against your value system and stick to your convictions. By Friday evening, Venus moves into Sirius Capricorn until January 2nd. This is actually a decent business combination, although this energy is serious and focused and not the warm and fuzzy warmth that we're used to. It is good for practical matters in relationships of all types, and that includes your business, your family, your parents, your friends. On Saturday, start to decorate and make your home warm and nice for the coming holidays. The Cancer moon sends harmonious vibes to Uranus and Neptune and Jupiter. This is an excellent period for you to make time for yourself and your loved ones by removing everything in your to-do list in order to enjoy everyone spontaneously with warmth and love. You're all probably going to want some comfort food under this Cancer moon. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And the email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back talking about the nightmare of a winter and this new energy that's coming in from the galaxy for 4 months. So is everybody still feeling scattered, diverted, and what's going on? Maybe a little dizzy? Well, planets are retrograde. Retrograde represents the three R's: revise, review, and renew. Going back over your life choices, going back over facts that you thought were true, going back over information, Gemini, and action, Mars. Reassessing the choices that you've made in the past and the actions that you've taken, based on the information that we thought we know were true at the time. But there's still some fog. What's true? What isn't true? Did that really happen? I don't believe it. I was told blah, blah, blah. Well, this full moon is going to help us to clarify for sure. It will help everyone take a step forward into a new level of perception. We're in a new era. The old has to leave and the new has to come in. It's natural law. The moon represents the people and their emotions. The full moon with Mars represents angry people. Many people are going to be angry about something. We'll see what unfolds. It could be about winter fuel and gas and oil and not being able to have any. It represents the T-square, the sun, the moon, and Neptune. And Neptune, in its detriment, represents lies and deceits or illusions. Gee, I thought I had that $100 in the drawer. What happened to it? Somebody took it out? Oh. As I have said in the past, it brings in a lot of creativity and more of a spiritual sense, in your life is coming in strongly in these 4 months. There is also indication that we can see our personal information and our life choices from a more spiritual level. Our consciousness raises up. we look down and we decide that it wasn't all so important anyway, and we go on into our future. By the light of the silvery moon, what do we think about the choices that we have made thus far in our life, and where do we go from here? As we move along from the new moon in Sag on November 21st, we still have a lot of planets in mutable signs. Now we're moving through a process that started on that eclipse, November 23rd, and we're going to go right through April. So we still have a lot of planets in mutable signs, Gemini, Pisces, and Sagittarius. And the other sign is Virgo, but there's no planets there at this time. In the total, we have six planets in mutable signs, Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, the Sun and Venus in Sag, the Moon and Mars in Gemini. That's quite an emphasis. This brings us adaptability, flexibility, also changing our mind. It's a chameleon-like energy. It doesn't have much fixity to it. It isn't somebody's going to give you their word and then do it. They're going to give you their word and then question themselves and then wonder if they should, that type of thing. We can't quite get a grip on what's going on. The wonderful thing is that it's like our energy has been freed up. We can reform it from a higher state of being. It can give us the knowing that it is best to shift into a higher state of being than to go on making mistakes, staying with old energy, and paying more additional consequences that we don't want. Things have to be straightened out. The truth has to come out so that we can start healing. Additionally, something incredibly powerful here is coming along with this full moon. It's straddling the ascendant of the United States. The sun is conjuncting the so-called great attractor, and it's on our right side, the beneficial side of the zodiac and of the chart, the ascendant side. Now, this great attractor doesn't move. It's an energy point. It's like hitting the button or grabbing the brass ring on the merry-go-round. So if you have any planets within 2 degrees of 14 degrees Sagittarius, you may be very sensitive to this energy. There's a real expert on this energy. His name is Philip Sedgwick. He has wonderful astrology books. If you want to look him up on Amazon, Philip Sedgwick. The great attractor is so powerful in space that it's actually able to bend light, to bend space and bend time. People who have this in their chart often have a sense of precognition. I have this in my chart. These people, and I believe Frank St. James did too, these people can see around corners. They can see what's coming. They can tune into time and the future, and they are very visionary. Some people call them remote viewers. But I think these people are a little bit more than remote viewers because they sense and feel the energies. All this is wonderful in Sagittarius. So we have the Sun with Venus, and we have Mercury square Jupiter. This is visionary. This is vision. This is the future. So what can you bring forth? What can you write? Kathy, what can you manifest as a job? Invent or bring things into the future world. What's more beautiful than where we are right now? What's more beautiful that you can create? What can you bring to your future and to your world? Seeing around corners, a sense of precognition, super powerful feelings that are always correct. It's something to carry. It really is. Sagittarius, as well as being connected to legalities and law, represents natural law as well as man-made law. It represents freedom and truth, and it is by far connected to spiritual law and the natural laws. The natural laws of nature, the laws of the universe. My strong sense is that when we are surrounded by so much energetic information, we can feel overwhelmed. Mars in Gemini, the twins, there's always two ways to go, left or right at Oak Street. I feel dazzled and scattered. So a good guideline is all this harmony or in line with natural law. Am I in harmony? Or am I in line with natural law? Or am I not? Am I going a different way? Let's get clear. By the way, I have 25 of the natural laws listed in my Ascension workbook. I got them from the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I got permission. So you might want to look at them. My workbook, the Ascension workbook, that was a book. I wrote that in 2011. It took me 18 months. It was a very difficult book to write, but I did. So is this energy in line with the earth and nature, with the organic? Does this benefit the earth in any way? That's a great guideline to use when you have to make choices. It's really a great guideline. Another important point is that Pluto is very tightly opposing the coming black moon at 23 degrees Cancer. The black moon, who is Lilith, is a pretty wild instinctive energy, instinctive female energy. She never compromises. She will fight to the end for her principles, and she is absolutely in line with natural law, not man-made law, natural law. This is part of what this energy is going to be that we're walking through. So we will have some very strong issues between natural law and man-made law in the next few months. Some people are going to lie and they're going to try to make their lives legal. It's going to be very interesting to watch. This energy is in the sign of Cancer, which has to do with motherhood and children. Of course, think of Roe versus Wade. What's going to be going on with all of that? Pluto is in Capricorn, and the black moon is in the opposite sign of Cancer. Now, Pluto has been in alignment with world leaders, top-down structures, government, corporations. So much of 2023 will be about motherhood, children, and opposing the top-down structures. Very interesting, especially when you think of child trafficking, when you think of porn, along with Roe versus Wade. Motherhood and children will be opposing your top-down structures. The sun at 16 degrees of Sagittarius is tightly aspecting Uranus. In December, this will bring in the importance of freedom. Look at China. Look at the Mexican border. Look at other countries. The importance of truth, elections. Where has all the money gone? To the Ukraine and Afghanistan? War supplies. And being your own person, being the maverick, going beyond the rules. Go to the outer limits. Have the guts to do what you need to do for you. Go within. Get the guidance from your guides, from your angels, and follow it. Connecting with galactic beings is possible. Going into the higher mind and beginning to channel very important information is possible. This energy very much feels like the energy I have been able to bring into a room at a healing intensive. I've done this for years, over and over and over again. I get a group of people together. We go into higher states and healing happens. not only healing on their own physical body, but somebody's worried about a mother, a parent, a child. One time I had a group, my women's group, and this one woman was worried about her son who had been diagnosed with diabetes, child diabetes. And we all meditated and we prayed for that boy. He was 12 years old. She drives home and the boy runs out of the house and said, "Mommy, Mommy, who were you with?" And she was shocked. And the boy said, "Her name was Elizabeth and I saw her. She was in this room and she healed me." Well, of course it was the energy. I really wasn't there. The energy forms in that which we can recognize. He was healed of the diabetes. Didn't go any further. To me, those things are amazing. To know that that exists as a possibility in our brain is amazing. To know that we all have it, we all can do it, and we all can learn. It is so exciting. We're going to develop it more and more and more. I'm thrilled. In going to Florida, I feel like I'm really going back to myself. It's a great feeling. Everyone gets excited about the end of the year, about what's coming up for the year ahead. So what's up for 2023? Well, I can give you an idea of what we will be talking about on Let's Find Out, because I'm going to be broadcasting in 2023, and I'm going to walk you through 2023, especially the first 4 months. I think you're going to need that. Again, I'd like to hear from you. You don't take the time, but it would be nice to get an email from a few of you. I might be doing an intensive at the end of the year or in early January. It will be limited to a certain amount to allow for personal time and for me to answer your questions and concerns. I can do this in Palm Beach, but I also can do it online. So if you would like to have an intensive on Zoom, please send me an email, elizabeth@new-visions.com. I don't see 2023 as full of disaster. I see the first part of the year problematic, and I see the second part in better form. What do I see? Much will be happening. Everything's going to be happening before 2023, starting this week at the full moon in Gemini and before New Year's Day. The main thing I see that brings out so much destruction started in October when Mars went retrograde. That was on October 30th. What a joke for Halloween. In December, things are going to come to the light that are very shocking. Very shocking, especially in your own personal life. Something that has been buried for years that you never knew about is going to come up. And this is going to happen on the world stage as well. Remember, drop into your heart, drop into your love, and support people the best way you can. We are dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic. And this is happening worldwide. The old leaders are stepping down, making way for the new. It may not happen overnight, but it's on its way. As it is above, so it is below. We are going back over issues. Review and understand. When we can understand why something happened, then we have the tools to heal it. The first part of December will be good, with revolutionary changes. Venus is opposing Mars, and this can be good. From Thanksgiving weekend through December 12th, there will be harmony and healing. Take advantage of these days. We have another week left. Take advantage, love them, and start manifesting what you want for you. When Mars begins to go stationary, the last week in December up to January 12th, it will be a crucial time, especially in the United States, and the economy will be paramount. Again, we have to take a break and listen to our supposed half-hour break, but we're a little bit over that. We'll be back after this, and I'll have more for you.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you.
To the world.
steps through the world. Oh, guide my steps through the world. Oh, let every eye look to you. Let every heart beat for you. Oh, let every hand work for you. Oh, let every voice sing to you.
And that was William Vitalis, and Open My Heart to the World, Open My Eyes to the World, Open My Hands to the World. I love William. That song used to be my opening, but then I changed it over to Elizabeth Hepburn and Children of Light. So I wanted to play it tonight, Open My Eyes to the World. That's what's going to be going on these next 4 months. China will be in the news with many outbreaks and rebellions. The United States will be involved, and the situation will become very warlike. Watch for Apple. Apple's going to get in there too, especially in March when Mars changes signs. X Pingxie Sun is on Mars, conjuncts it. There will be trouble with China and the USA. It will be very warlike. He is in trouble, and he could no longer be dictator. We have a few other people in trouble too, top leaders. I can name them. I'm not going to tell you the problems, but Canada, the United States, England, some other countries, I believe, Pakistan and places in Africa, they're all going to have power changes. The Netherlands is coming in and Finland. There's going to be rioting, upsets, and everything. During the last week in December, right up to January 12th, Joe Biden's health will be in danger, as well as several of his partnerships. The light comes on through his son's laptop information, and he could be brought up on charges or impeached. With Saturn in his seventh house, that's the house of open enemies, and it's going to station there to go direct. It will become very, very powerful. It's also known as the killer aspect. It's very dangerous and very powerful and should not be taken lightly. Now, remember, I'm talking about astrology and energy. Thank you. There is going to be a financial crunch through the end of April. Lots of chaos and uncertainty. I know the government is going to try to outlaw and ban Bitcoin. They want their own. And they don't want anybody else to have any power over it. But it won't be as bad as expected. People will begin to return to work, and our va-va-voom will return. We have had to go through realignment after the pandemic. Real estate is in trouble. The first 5 months of 2023 will be more than difficult with real estate. In November of 2023, there could be another pandemic because these countries, like Iran, are going to feel, why should we drop a bomb? We can drop a vial. Total insanity. If people aren't conscious and aware,
They will use germ warfare without hesitation. If leaders aren't conscious, if leaders aren't aware, they'll use germ warfare without hesitation. Well, that's just the beginning of what's coming. And we do have some good, as I said in the beginning, we have a lot of wonderful creativity. I am going to be on Coast to Coast the night of January 1st, 2nd. Actually, it's midnight January 2nd. So I hope you listen to all of my predictions at that time. But right now, I am going to take a few more minutes to walk everybody through what's coming in December for your sign. I got such a good response to that. So let's start with Aries. Aries could deepen their spirituality. They're going to have a cleansing of what they value and hold important. Some of you Aries have been through a lot of shocking strain, I'll put it that way. And you're going to want to know what to do. Or you might have felt like you were powerless in a situation where you were forced to meet a change. For example, my son is an Aries, and he was forced to leave China. He left in August, just in time, but he had to leave his family behind. So Aries is going to find out more of what they hold important. There will be more spending and paying out more. There could be upset with family matters, but possible travel as well. Taurus. It's going to be a rough month with relationships. They need to give some time. There will be changes and transformation. Taurus is going to begin to see things differently in order to make things work. That's a good sentence to remember. Gemini. Old memories of the past flow in. Maybe someone from the past tries to come back into your life. Don't get stuck. Be kind to your partner because you can be very helpful to them a lot now. Cancer. Old friends may upset you. People from the past challenge you. People are going to get under your skin, but dig deeper. Find out what it's all about inside of you. Watch your health. Something is going to change at work. Something's going to change with employees. Or maybe your position will change at work. Leo, dig deep to find some sense of purpose with your work. You kind of lost your va-va-voom. You're creative. And you need purpose and you need work. Create a passive income. You have good ideas, move forward. You can do that building on the side and have a little extra money for yourself. I know we all need it. Virgo. Sometimes issues are going to surround your inner beliefs. Your home, your family, your parents, your father, the government, your party, political party, your belief system. How do you operate within your family? So you have issues around your inner beliefs, and I think I've just named a few. Hang in there, Virgo. Libra, the time for deep introspection. There are changes around you, changes you cannot control. Surrender to it. There are some new things coming towards you. Get closer to your family, to your siblings, because you're going to go through radical shifts and changes in the next few months. Scorpio. Your partner's not agreeable any longer. There's a lot of clashes here. Keep it on a higher path. I know you have some financial situations that you're concerned about. Try to produce and make more money. Figure out how to do it. You're great at that, Scorpio. Good luck to you. Sagittarius, pay attention to your health. You're going through a major overhaul. You also are going through a major change in your life. You're changing directions. You might be doing something different for work.
or maybe you'll take on something new. Maybe you'll write a book or make a movie. Be careful with your health. And your presentation to people needs to change. Bring that patience back. Bring that concern back. Don't let it all overwhelm you into frustration and anger. Capricorn, if you have children, work with them. If you have children, help them with their schoolwork. You have such a wonderful mind. You're ending up old projects. It's time for completions and ending. Don't get stuck in the past, Capricorn. Okay. Aquarius, there's a lot going on the home front. Things are disarray. Your mother is going through a sense of insecurity. Your mother is going through a major change. You'll be going out to parties and social events. And you can be pretty neutral on all those things, but you always have a good time with people. You're very good with people, Aquarius. So take care of that home front and that mother. Pisces. Learning new things, Pisces. There's a major trip coming relative to your work and career. You're going to build up your money in the next few months by doing major things and really going out on a limb and trying new things that you might have been hesitant to do before. Whatever you're going to do, it's going to better your future, and it's going to better your purpose and strengthen your career. You got it made, Pisces. Just keep going. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our program for tonight. We are going to have the meditation. And I want you to make me a promise. I'm playing a song by William Vitalis called Moonlight on My Window. And remember, this is a recorded show, and you can download it for the future. As you go through these next 4 months, the way to get back in touch with your insides, to get back in touch with your spirit guides, before you go to sleep, play Moonlight on My Window. If you want me to send you a copy of it, I will. Moonlight on My Window. Listen to the words. It's so simple and so beautiful. Then we have the meditation. Breathe into the heart meditation. And we're ending with Richard. Hallelujah. Thank you and good night. I'll see you next week.
is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.